All right, y'all. How's everyone doing? Let's get to episode 5 of Baby Reindeer. What was going on? So Martha, she was barred shortly after from the bar, shortly after she attacked Terry very violently. Was she trying to kill Terry? Like, what was she doing for real? Or just like beat. Like, pummel her until she was just on the edge of her life. Like, what was Martha, a woman like four times Terry's size, trying to do to Terry? I wonder if Martha has ever spoken about that, because I know that Martha just she denies everything essentially. So that's part of the reason why I w haven't watched her Piers Morgan interview yet, because the clips that I've seen, she's denying everything. I'm like, okay, honey. There are receipts, but okay, girl. So, Martha shows up to the bar and she's yelling at Donnie for, quote, rubbing that skank in her face and or in me face, whatever she said. And I'm like, wow, Baby Reindeer really shows us the most unhinged, unwell of all the crazies. Like, this is how Martha is a top tier psycho. Like, some people, they get like bits and pieces of crazy and they could be somewhat predictable. Martha, she's next level. So let's see here. We see that Martha is yelling out on the street that Donnie is with an ugly skank woman. Who's the ugly one though? Who's the ugly one? So Martha is, she shows up at Donnie's comedy performance and she yells out insults from the audience. And then she emails, Martha emails Donnie and says, "Don't think I'll stop, Baby Reindeer." Like, this is sad. This is so sad. This never would have happened if Donnie was just, if he was. If he did his job, charged the bitch for her drink, she would have had to leave because she don't got no money. Like, and this wouldn't have, this obsession would not have begun. So then Martha throws a Diet Coke in Keely's face and she tells Keely, "That's for fucking Donnie." So again, the territory, like being that territorial and possessive over a man who hasn't even kissed you. Is rich, and we need the sequel of people getting revenge out on Martha. So Donnie gets kicked out of Keely's mom's house. Is the moment Keely's mom finds out that a woman she brought up in her crib has assaulted her daughter, and that woman is connected to her daughter's ex. It's like, get out immediately, as quickly as you can. So Donnie moves in with a friend, and Martha emails him, calling him a coward and a little bitch. And the good thing about Donnie no longer being with at Keely's mom's house is that, you know, Martha doesn't know where he's living. So that's a huge win. So at the place that Donnie's living at, they party nonstop. It's like they are there to be doing drugs, to be hooking up in his bed, to be playing music all throughout the night. And he can't decompress because he already is dealing with Martha. And then he doesn't have a sanctuary at home at all, anywhere peaceful. So Martha tells Donnie's coworkers that they need to watch his comedy online. Why does she have no boundaries, bro? Why does she have no boundaries? Ooh. I mean, it doesn't end with Martha. She's going to ruin your life in every possible way. So then Donnie tells Terry that he feels like a fraud no matter who he sleeps with. And so Terry tries to jack him off, and it doesn't work. Shout out to Terry for staying with this man who cannot get hard. So Donnie apologized to Terry for not being able to have sex with her, but she really internalizes that and she started to act different because it's like that has to be a fear of hers. Like, if someone is able to be attracted to her on a very surface level, but then they can't actually go through with hooking up with her, that just, man, you have to really feel bad for the struggles of certain that certain people have to endure. So then Martha emails Donnie, making this clear, you will never have me. Not for a second, no. I'll masturbate 10 times over before taking you inside of me. Okay. As I said, I'm sorry. It's giving virgin. It's giving femcel, a female incel. Femcel, whatever, you know what I mean. It is giving obsession with sex that I'm not so sure she's ever had, which, you know, that means every man who rejected her had very good taste and in very good intuition and the foresight to know that I don't think he would be able to survive. I just don't believe that if a man had sex with Martha, she would allow him to breathe. Like afterwards, if he rejected her in any way, I think she would have just taken care of him. Or, you know, she would have put him to bed. Basically, she would have put him to bed permanently. So then Donnie returns to the police station and tells the cop to type in Martha Scott on Google to see what's happening. Suddenly, all of a sudden, Donnie is being taken seriously at the police station. So Donnie is told that Martha once stalked a policeman. And she tells, and the detective woman tells Donnie that he needs to make sure that Martha does not get his phone number. And he's told that the police are going to warn Martha and they expect her to take a step back from contacting him once they contact Martha and tell her to F off. So Martha did exactly what Donnie was told she would do. She stopped contacting Donnie, and to the point that Donnie got worried that she had killed herself. And that's very sweet. It shows a lot of heart and sympathy and empathy from Donnie. But at the same time, I don't believe that Martha would off herself. Because Donnie, like, because a boundary was established through legal means, I think that Martha wants to be on this earth to torture people. So I don't see her offing herself. So then, with Donnie feeling the absence of Martha not blowing up his inbox every day, he then starts masturbating to Martha's photo of herself in a bra and knickers. I put knickers. I'm so stupid. A bra and panties. There are so many times where I'm all out on this man. This man, like my friend who told me to watch it, she said he was weird. And then when I watched it, I understood, like, he's troubled. He's troubled and he's damaged. And I don't know how much of that was brought on during the course of the things that he experienced during this series, or was he always, did he always have issues from long ago that just kind of manifested into who he becomes? Like, how is it that you are masturbating to a picture of your stalker in a bra and panties when you're not attracted to your stalker and she is stalking, threatening, and insulting you? Like, why is that somebody that you want to masturbate to? I would love to know. Yet another question that I hope he was asked in an interview that I feel like I need to go down a rabbit hole after recording these episodes. So Donnie says that he would come quickly every time that he would masturbate to Martha's photo of herself in a bra and panties. He also said that he would come quickly when he masturbated to gay porn. So maybe you just come quickly, Donnie. Maybe that's just who you are. And so Donnie then fantasizes about having sex with Martha, which again, like, unwell, hashtag unwell. And he was suddenly able to have sex with his trans girlfriend once he was fantasizing about giving it to Martha. I do really appreciate his fantasy, the scene of them like starting to hook up or hooking up. I enjoyed it. Like, 'cause knowing how crazy Martha is to see them like, ripping clothes off of each other, I'm like, I'm here for it. Like, I am here. This is the entertainment that I need because my mouth is just like open. I'm like, wait, what? And so my girlfriend, she was like, did they really have sex? And I was like, no, baby. Like, I was like, it is confusing a little bit how it's shown, but the reason why I know that they didn't have sex is because in an interview with The Guardian, I think it was, Martha said that Richard wrote Baby Reindeer because he's upset that he didn't get to sleep with her. So there you go. That's your confirmation. They did not bone it out. So then Martha attends some court classes to like show she's gonna be good at establish or sorry, at keeping her distance from Donnie. And she didn't get upset when she was contacted by law enforcement. Donnie was shocked, and that's because, we see why. So anyways, Danny and Martha, sorry, Donnie and Terry, they are having a dinner date in public, and it's so nice to see that Terry has gone from being this secret that Donnie is only willing to meet up with in dark places to being out in the open, just like any other couple. So then Martha contacts Danny's parents and she tells them that he has been in Donnie's parents tells Donnie's parents that he has been in a bad car accident. So Martha took her court or attended court classes, didn't get upset when she found out that Donnie went to the authorities, and she just like laid low and then took it up several notches, basically making his parents believe that he is severely injured and not gonna make it. The amount of time and energy that Martha invested into Donnie. This, like, is she living off of disability? Like, who has this time? All right. We are now at episode 6. Thank y'all for staying with me. This was a 7-episode series, and I really have answers. Would love some type of a follow-up on Netflix. So, anyways, episode 6. Martha told Donnie's dad's coworkers that Donnie's dad molested her when she was a child. And Donnie's dad. I love what Donnie's dad said to Martha. I'm not gonna say it straight out, but he calls her an effing cow of a see you next Tuesday. That's a great insult. I love it. I love Richard's writing. Or if his dad said that, that's a great insult. So Donnie's mom tells him to quit his job for his safety, but Donnie's like, no, I'm okay. The police are involved and I don't want her to win. And this is the difference between men and women. There is not going to be a woman on this earth who is being stalked by a man to the extent that Donnie is stalked by Martha and is like, I'm not gonna let him win. I'm not gonna quit my job because then he would win. Do you see the difference? How women always gotta think about their safety, but cis men, they're like, I'm good. They're like, oh, she's only been actively trying to destroy me for a long time, but she can't win. Like, this has to be a man's logic. I don't think a single woman would be saying that. So the police say that Donnie's parents need to file a separate claim. I have that in my notes. It was kind of irrelevant, to be honest. So Donnie remains in Scotland for a week where his dad argues with Martha when she calls. And Donnie goes to Martha's apartment and he tells her to leave his family alone and says that if she does keep his family out of this, he will hang her curtains tonight. But she must write a very detailed email about what she wants him to do to her. Okay, so I love this idea and I hate it. You know, it's both. So Martha's email to him, it was very like it was basic. She sends emails that are so much worse than the email that she sent him, and he thought he was gonna get all these like graphic descriptions, and he didn't. So he forwards her email anyways to the police woman slash investigator. And when Donnie goes in to speak to the investigator, the investigator plays audio from the conversations that Donnie has had with Martha. Okay, problem. Martha also told the investigator that Donnie emailed her asking for anal. And so Martha emails Donnie, "Police just came around, haha, told us he's washing his hands of it and to leave each other alone, ha, fat chance, mate, fat chance. Oh, by the way, I record everything." So, again, I have to highlight the fact that Martha has nothing to do. Imagine keeping your recorder running for like at least anywhere from 6 to 10 hours at a time, if not 24 hours. Like, imagine that. And imagine sifting through that audio to get the pieces that you want. Like, okay. I'm sorry, one of the most shocking parts of the series, on top of everything being shocking, is that Martha recorded everything and she edited everything to cast herself in a positive light. What a dangerous see you next Tuesday. What an evil see you next Tuesday. But she also was doing this to protect herself because she had already gotten in trouble for stalking someone else. But F this bitch all day, every day. So let's see here. When Donnie tells Terry, she's upset. And so Donnie just tells Terry to take down her social media. It's like, who are you to tell me to take down my social media for the psycho who is stalking you? Handle your stalker. I'm not going to take away my social media. F that bitch. But then again, I do prefer a private account. So, Terry tells Donnie that he has indulged Martha, and she tells Donnie that she thinks he loves it and she thinks it fits him perfectly because Martha sees him as the thing that he tries so hard to be, and that Martha is the embodiment of all of his nasty representations bottled up into one human being. You do not want a therapist to read you because they're trained on how to read you. And then you take in having a romantic relationship with someone and upsetting that person, you're done. Once they clear you and cut you down to size, you're done. So I agree with Terry. Like from the beginning, you know, Donnie basically did everything he could in a way to make things escalate with Martha and make it become what it became, which was like a dangerous obsession. Like he could have shut it down at least 100 times by the time Martha got to be as off the deep end and feeling very justified because that was her man that she was fighting for. Like he could have handled it like so much better. But we all say that in hindsight, so Terry dumps Donnie. She's like, enough. And you know, this is what happens when you tell a woman that she got to take down her social media. If you're gonna ask a woman, it's me or social media, it's social media every time, bitch. Like, I'm sorry. I am not gonna take away my social media for a woman who attacked me, who you have done everything wrong about. You didn't even tell the police about the attack. Team Terry. So then Martha, after doing all that, involving his parents, harassing his parents, and presenting, going to law enforcement and making it look like Donnie was stalking her. So Martha shows up to Donnie's bar and she says that she's on her period and it's illegal to deny her water on her period. So the moment is what's so funny about her saying that is the moment she says that, I'm like, oh my God, that's true. And I don't know if it's true, but it's one of those things where the moment you hear it, you're like, oh my God, that makes sense. And it might not. And guess who's not finna Google? Guess who's not finna Google on this? Because I don't care. It's all out there. Like, imagine being on your period and being like, you have to give me water. Bitch, buy your own. Anyways, so Martha tells a male customer at the bar that he needs to Google Donnie's comedy. And then Donnie tells that man to Google Martha's stalking. And then Martha is triggered by this. So she breaks a glass on the side of Danny's head. And she shoves her thumb into his eyes and she's screaming at him and he punches her in the face, which we needed more of, as I've said many times. And she's screaming that he has ruined everything and she is then dragged out of the bar. Why'd they let her in? Why were they being so polite to let this woman in for so long? So then Martha emails Donnie, I am done with you. After I have written this email, you have upset me more than it's possible to comprehend. You have an ugly face with stupid intentions, a naive career, and brought up badly by shit parents and a terrible school. This is me being kind. I do not make enemies easily. Why don't you move back to, I guess it's Fifi? Full of workshop Fenians, I don't understand this, like you and pedos and criminals like your family. Why come here? We were happy here. Stay away. My contacts are considerable and they are all very angry with you. P.S. I love you. That never changes. Oh, Lord. This woman likes to document her psychosis, like psychosis, psychoses, whatever. She likes to document it all. And shout out to Richard for not deleting this. We needed this. This was food for our soul. Her emails are so like unhinged, and the spelling especially. We needed this because we didn't know anybody could spell this poorly. And who's a quote unquote lawyer. So his coworkers, Dan's coworkers, convince him not to call the police because they didn't have a manager on duty at the time. And so I forgot that Donnie was still living in that party house, wannabe frat house, whorehouse, when he was attacked with a glass at the in the side of his head by Martha. So then Donnie performs his comedy and he breaks down, which is actually very on brand. He was a pioneer, he was ahead of his time. So many comics in recent years, they've done this. They've turned their stand-up comedy into more of a TED talk or an Oprah interview than stand-up. And one of the people I think who definitely does this unintentionally is Dave Chappelle in recent specials. Like, he's giving these long ass, long-winded stories that are ne definitely not filled with punchlines. So, Donnie tells the audience members that he was drugged, groomed, and raped because he wanted fame. And he talked about Martha and the trans woman that he was dating. And I actually saw there's so many different people who've uploaded that video, I guess, on YouTube. I haven't watched it yet, but I kind of do want to see how closely the real performance follows what we witnessed on the show. or observed on the show. All right, y'all. So that was episode 6. Let's get to episode 7, and then I gotta go to bed because I'm approaching 5 a.m. So that's not good. It's 4:20. All right, we made it. We are on the final episode of Baby Reindeer. How y'all feeling? Wasn't this a ride? Oh, man. I don't know. I would have liked to have watched this with a group of friends, but my girlfriend told me to watch it. She had already seen it, and I would definitely and just love to watch this with like people in the UK. People at that bar, you know, people who work there. I hope they had a viewing party. Like, I mean, amazing. Chef's kiss. So Donnie is having a great time. His career is booming, baby, because an audience member recorded his epic meltdown on stage, and he posted it, or he put it on YouTube, and the rest is history. Being a viral sensation means that you become a public figure overnight, and you become somebody who has money overnight. So thrilling to see. So naturally, Martha has to insert herself to ruin it all. So she calls up Donnie on his cell phone and she's yelling and screaming and threatening to have his parents watch his video of his meltdown at a comedy competition. So Martha emails Donnie and says, "Baby reindeer, thought you were rid of me?" Like, she taunts. This is a stalker who taunts. She doesn't only say that they're together and she's upset by you, but she taunts you too. So then Donnie visits his parents in Scotland to tell them about the video before Martha tells them, and he says that he may be bisexual or gay, and he admits to being raped by Darian, and his dad said he grew up in the Catholic Church, and therefore he isn't less of a man. And I'm not like reading that the way it was presented to us, but his dad is basically says, "I was raped too. I'm from the Catholic Church." I love how they slam the Catholic Church. Like, I love how the Catholic Church made like it stood for like rape central of little boys and young men. And again, as I noted earlier, with adults, I'm sure the actual true statistics are staggering. Not everybody who is abused goes forward. It's quite the opposite. So, and then Donnie's dad, to me, he's an example of that. He's probably carried around the shame, guilt, and confusion forever. And it was sad to see how broken his dad was. And it just shows like it doesn't matter how old you were when abuse happened, like it's a permanent, it permanently traumatizes you, and you have to, it just affects who you are, period. So then Donnie begins listening to the hours, which is actually 350 hours. The actual statistics are Martha sent Donnie 41,000 emails, 350 hours of voicemails, and then like maybe 750 emails or something. I can't remember. I know those first two numbers are correct. I don't remember how many emails. So, Donnie, why is he listening to Martha's voicemails? Like, he's unwell too, just in a different way. So then Donnie sees Terry is with a new boyfriend, and good for her, but sad for him. And Martha threatened to stab. Once Martha threatens to stab Donnie and his family, she is arrested the next day and she is sentenced to 9 months in jail and a 5-year restraining order. How does somebody go through what Donnie went through and you giving him 5 years? 5-year restraining order? Where's the permanent one? Where's the permanent one? I feel like those exist. Like, what in the UK, what do you got to do to get a permanent or a restraining order longer than 5 years? Look at all of the evidence that Donnie had. How is her restraining order 5 years? I would love to know. So Donnie says he tells Keely, so Keely visits Donnie And Donnie tells Keeley that he's given up on comedy. And he says, quote, "Nothing like getting everything you want in life to realize it's not for you." And I was heartbroken hearing that. Like, how sad. How accurate and how sad. So then, Keeley is telling him to move back with her mom because she was upset by the video. Shout out to Keeley. She's a baddie. She looks so gorgeous with curly or straight hair. Like, she is definitely beautiful. So Donnie shows up to Darian's house and his rapist's house. And so I did a little Googling to try to find out why, but I kind of feel like I just don't want to hear fans speculating. I want to hear what Donnie would have to say, and I really just need to know why he showed up at his rapist's house. And I believe that he did it to feel as though he was taking his power back. He wasn't going to allow him to rape him again. He was taking his power back, controlling the narrative, and just like a masculine person who was not going to fall prey again. But at the same time, I'm like, Donnie going there is also very troubling. So Donnie asks if he could go into his rapist house. The rapist says yes. And then Darian has the audacity to tell Donnie that he saw the video. But again, this is how a pedophile slash rapist will act. Sorry, I don't know if he's a pedophile. But this is how rapists will act. Like, just totally absolve themselves of what they know they did. He's just saying that he saw the video. No apology. No apology. Apology would be, acknowledging guilt and responsibility. That he's not finna do that. He's not accountable. So Darian has the audacity to say that he thought the video was brave. Amazing. And he says that Donnie should come back and work with him. And Donnie says, I'd love that. It's like, here we go again, honey. Here we go again. Darian ain't gonna help you. I don't think Darian helped him to do anything. I think Darian is someone who likes to feel important and will always need that cup filled. And so will always tell people who they are because they need to feel important. But they're not gonna help you. There's a huge difference. So then we see that Donnie is listening to Martha's messages while he's walking, while he's running. And he listens to her voicemails at the bar that he goes to. And so Donnie orders a drink at a bar. He finds out that he left his wallet at home. The bartender, the male, handsome male bartender, says, don't worry about it. It's on me. And then you see Donnie look up at the bartender, shocked, with his mouth open. So I don't know if Donnie may develop a crush on the bartender. Or if it ended the way it did to kind of put a bow on it, to try to do a, full 180 on what happened and kind of give a different perspective and be like, it was the perfect ending, but I don't know what we were supposed to glean from that. I don't know if we're supposed to think that Donnie is going to try to date the bartender or just be as annoying, constant contact as Martha. Because with Donnie saying to his parents that he's bi or gay now, like, we don't know if he's not gonna wanna be with this bartender. But what we do know is even if Donnie did spark up an interest in someone, he's not gonna stalk them like Martha did because it's so evident that that's just not in Donnie's DNA. All right, it is 4:29. I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you guys so much for listening to my baby reindeer, and hopefully I'll have a lot more episodes. Whatever. Let me not say that. You know my track record. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.